Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 26th of March 2022. Essence, sweet children, the unlimited night is now ending and the day is about to come. You have to return home. Therefore, stop wandering to every doorstep. Question: on the basis of what practice will you children be able to do very good service? Answer: if you are able to maintain the practice of having at least 8 hours remembrance, you can do very good service, because it is by having remembrance that you are able to spread vibrations of peace and purity into the atmosphere of the whole world. It is only by having remembrance that your sins will be absolved and you will receive a high status. This is why you must never become tired while on this spiritual pilgrimage. Renounce any awareness of your bodies and practice being constantly soul conscious. Song: O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. You children heard the caution. The father cautioned the children, O travellers of the night, do not become weary, because for you the day is now coming. This is the unlimited night and day. The unlimited night is coming to an end, and the unlimited day is now being established. You children, you souls, now have to return home. This is what you had been performing devotion for half a cycle for. However, you weren't able to find the Father because you changed his name and form. You now know that the Father is showing you the path to go into the day, that is, to go from the Iron Age into the Golden Age. Baba has explained that those who are born through vice are called corrupt. The people of Bharat have forgotten the Father. The God of the Gita is incorporeal, but they have inserted the name of corporeal Krishna instead. That was the greatest mistake, and it was due to this that you have had to experience sorrow for half a cycle. This mistake is instrumental in making you experience sorrow. This part of the drama is recorded. You continue to wander along on the path of devotion. If you know the Father, there is no need to wander. You now know the Father. If Sri Krishna were to come in that same form, no one would have any difficulty in recognizing him. Everyone would know him very quickly. However, Baba is so incognito that even you children forget him. No one would forget Krishna. The whole world would be completely attached to him. They would think that because Sri Krishna is the master of heaven, he would take them to heaven. They would not leave him alone. however, you need tact to explain to others. If you do not know the way to explain to others, then in some cases disservice is done. This is because you have not understood enough yourself to be able to prove this and give an accurate account to anyone. At present, all are impure, and they sing, "The purifier is Rama, who belongs to Sita." However, no one knows who makes you pure. They believe Sri Krishna to be the God of the Gita. There is no scripture of Rama. The Ramayana is not a scripture of Ramachandra. Rama did not establish the warrior religion. Shiv Baba establishes the Brahmin, the deity, and the warrior religions at the same time. Among you too, there are very few who understand this aspect. There is only one king and queen, but many become subjects and maids and servants. Previously, kings had many maids and servants. They used to have some people to entertain them, some people to dance for them, etc. There too, there are those who have a lot of interest in dancing, etc. But there are very few who become kings and queens. Those are the ones who are able to understand clearly and also able to explain to others. You can know from exhibition service which children are able to explain very clearly. The first thing you have to explain is that because of them not knowing God, they have said that He is omnipresent. Secondly, by calling Krishna God, they have made the name of Shiv Baba, the one who creates heaven, disappear. Only the incorporeal Father is the creator of all. That one has to be remembered. He is the one who teaches you Raja Yoga. However, they have written in the Gita that God Krishna speaks, and this is why people hold a Gita in their hands and take a false oath. Now tell me, is Sri Krishna present everywhere, or is the incorporeal, the Supreme Soul, present everywhere? All are confused. You children now have to wake up early in the morning and practice explaining. It is said that Ashtavakra, brackets cripple with 8 deformities, gave knowledge to Janak. However, this is not the knowledge of the Brahm element. This is the knowledge given through Brahma. Brahma Kumaris, and not Brahm Kumaris, give this knowledge. Those people consider the Brahm element to be God, but no, God is the Father. The name of God is Shiva. Brahm is the element of light. None of these things can be understood by those with gross intellects. Maids and servants are created number-wise. You should understand that if you are unable to explain very clearly, your part is at the end. So you should then make effort. Whatever people in the world teach, they teach through body consciousness. No one except you Brahmins is soul conscious. Among you also, those who become soul conscious are number wise. I am speaking to souls. The soul speaks through these organs. The soul says, I am not able to hear because my organs are bad. There is effort in becoming soul conscious. In the Golden Age, although you do not have the knowledge of the Supreme Soul, you do remain soul conscious. The Father says, no one thinks of me there. There is no need to think of me there. Having remembrance and thinking of God are the same thing. Those people take a rosary in their hands and chant the name of Rama with their mouths. They say, Rama, Rama, with their mouths, but it is wrong here even to say Rama, Rama. The right words are Shiv Baba. However, you mustn't even say Shiva, Shiva. You do not have to mention the name in order to remember the Father. To remember the Father is the pilgrimage. When people go on a physical pilgrimage, they remember that they are going to Amarnath. They have to mention that name. You do not have to chant anything. You know that the play is about to end. Our 84 births are now ending. We have to shed these old costumes. We have become impure while playing our parts. The Father says, the trunk of this human world tree is now decayed, but the branches and twigs still remain. They have also become tamopradan. The lifespan of the tree is now ending. The play has to repeat once again. Each one will play his own part. There is no other world. If there were, why then would we be studying? You say, Baba, come and teach us Raja Yoga once again. Give us the knowledge of the Gita and purify us. However, no one knows how they became impure. You now know that you were pure and that history repeats again. The Father says, you now have to return home. The Father resides in the home. He says, you reside in the supreme abode, but you then forget this. Souls reside in Brahmand. This is the world where human beings reside, whereas souls reside in Brahmand, brackets, the region of the element of light. They then come here to play their parts. Up above is the element of sky. Everyone's feet are on the ground, but where are the rest of the bodies? They are in space. The souls, the stars, reside up there, brackets, up above the sky. There is nothing there that would fall. Scientists travel in rockets, and some even come out of the rocket into space. They even write, "There is no fear of falling." There is that much attraction, brackets, no pull of gravity there, that people can stay there. So why should such a tiny soul not be able to stay in the great element of light? Their place of residence is there. The sun, moon, and stars are very big. Look how they remain up there. They are not connected by a string. The whole drama has been created. We go around the cycle of 84 births. This is a tree, and it has so many big branches and twigs. However, you cannot see the small ones. Baba explains to you in a nutshell. Those who come later will certainly take fewer births, but Baba would not tell you the account of each and every one. You know that the Brahmin deity and warrior religions are being established through Brahma. Those who carry out establishment then have to sustain it. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are three separate deities. This doesn't mean that Brahma has three faces. That is not possible. The father says, "Children, you became completely senseless. The father comes and makes you sensible. All of you Sitas are now in Ravan's jail. You were monkeys, and Rama took your army and made you worthy of being in a temple. The kingdom is now being established. The more you follow Srimat, the higher the status you will claim. You know that your mama and baba claim number one. They are sitting in front of you in the corporeal world. You can also see them sitting in the subtle region, and you can see them in paradise as well. Many were granted visions at the beginning, but not all of them will become Krishna. The divine activities are shown to inspire you to make effort. You cannot become emperors and empresses without making effort. Those whose intellects have firm faith remain here and say firmly, "Baba, I will never leave you." Some say this and then leave Baba. They are amazed by the knowledge. They listen to the knowledge and relate it to others, and then they run away. This used to be said in the beginning, but it happens now as well. It is said that they ran away in this way a cycle ago too. You cannot trust anyone, just as you cannot trust your life. They belong to Baba and then they die. They even celebrate their godly birthdays and then die, that is, they let go of Baba's hand. Baba repeatedly tells you, "You have to think that you have to go to your sweet home. That is why you remember the father and your home. On the path of devotion, you had been remembering God for half a cycle. However, no one can return home because they do not know the home. So how could they return there? How could they become spiritual travelers? You have now become real travellers. The sins of those who stay in remembrance for a long time are cut away. You must also pay attention to the pilgrimage. It will be very good if you are able to maintain this service of yours for 8 hours by the end. Through this you spread the vibrations of peace and purity. By having remembrance, your sins will be absolved and you will claim a high status. This is why it is said, O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The end of the Iron Age means that the night of Brahma is ending. Everyone definitely has to return home. Remember the spiritual home. Your spirits now have to return home. Remove all consciousness of your bodies. Become soul conscious. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Make your intellect have firm faith and maintain the determination never to let go of the Father's hand and repeatedly to remember the Father and your home. 2. Make effort to become soul conscious. In order to be liberated from Ravan's jail, the five vices, follow Srimat. Make effort to become worthy of being in a temple. Blessing. May your feelings be filled with knowledge and your yoga filled with love, and experience the flying stage and become equal to the Father. Those who are yogi souls and embodiments of knowledge constantly experience all powers and become victorious. Those who are just loving embodiments of feelings constantly have Baba Baba in their minds and on their lips, and this is how they receive cooperation from time to time. However, in order to become equal Gyani and Yogi souls, you have to be close, and this is why you have to have the feelings and be embodiments of knowledge to the same extent. Feelings filled with knowledge, yoga filled with love. Having a balance of the two will give you the experience of the flying stage and make you equal to the Father. Slogan. In order to be constantly loving and cooperative, imbibe the virtues of easiness and tolerance. Om Shanti. Invaluable elevated versions of Mateshwariji. The real meaning of Om Shivoham Hum So So Hum. Brackets, I am what I was. Om Shanti. We say the words Hum So So Hum Shivoham. I, the soul, am the supreme soul. Who says these elevated versions, and what is the real meaning of these words? When we say Om, it means I, the soul, am an embodiment of peace. By having this faith, you cannot say the words, I, the soul, am the supreme soul, we can then understand that I, the soul, am a child of the supreme soul. To say the word Om is a rite of souls. When we say Hum So So Hum, these words mean we who were worthy of worship have now become worshippers. I was worthy of worship. Only souls can say these words. People say, I, the soul, am the supreme soul. Only God can say these words, because he is the only soul who is the supreme soul. Only God can say Shivoham, because he is Shiva. We can only know the meaning of these words when God comes and gives us this knowledge. Those of other religions do not have this knowledge. We have now received the knowledge that we will become deities. We have the memorial pictures of the deities in front of us, and we also have the history of their life stories, the Bhagavad Gita, in front of us, because we are in the whole cycle from the beginning to the end. When those fathers of other religions come, they come in the middle of the cycle, and this is why they cannot say the words Hum So. They can say the word Om. Acha.